This podcast of the Swain Event is brought to you by InsureFit RM. For all of your auto, home, life, and business insurance needs, call InsureFit RM at 865-684-4900.
It's time for the Swain Event.
Guess what time it is? My time. You can check your iPhone. Better say it's our time.
With your host, Jason Swain.
My man.
Real sports talk for the real sports fan.
All you chumps are going to bow when I whoop him.
It's time for the Swain Event. Fueled by Dead End Barbecue.
Give it to his mouth and a red flag.
Best day of the week. What is today, actually? Is it Wednesday?
Hump day.
It is, in fact, Wednesday.
Yeah. Best day of the week because today is Wednesday. 865-255-03. B-Drive Waterproofing Hotline. Swain Event fueled by Dead End Barbecue. Fueled by Dead End Barbecue. Today's lunch special is the Kitchen Sink Burrito. August the 1st. Do you guys feel it? Do you guys feel it in the air? I know I do. I went outside this morning, had to put something in the wifey's car, and I felt the weather. Oh, yeah. Fall is around the corner. That means we get football this month. That means Tennessee starts their practice here in a few hours, about 48 hours or so, 50 hours or so, on Friday. It's here, man. It is here. Ben McKee, Charlie Burris, Jason Swain. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Exciting stuff. Ready to talk actual football. And we're going to talk actual football today. But to talk about, hey, I've seen these guys in person. This is what they look like. And, you know, past spring practice, we can talk about these new guys. Talk about what this quarterback battle's looking like. I might.
Good morning.
Good morning, Ben.
How are y'all doing?
Wonderful. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. I'm so freaking happy when good things happen to good people. Honestly, I'm happy when good things happen to sometimes people who are not that good, to be honest. But I'm especially happy when the official news dropped yesterday about Trey Smith and Chris Lowe, because he's Hollywood, because he's so famous, dropped the news
now
about Trey Smith being cleared and kind of came out and said that he had blood clots, and that is what was keeping him away from the practice field during the spring. And you know, doctors and everyone want to be very, very careful. I will tell you, during spring practice, he was getting after it on the side. I mean, he had some very intense workouts, but there's no reason to play around with someone's health, and you want to be super, super careful. I'm glad everything worked out because there was a time that I was a little worried about him playing football, but sorry. Hearing really good news around the end of spring, and it wasn't my place to drop news about him being cleared or anything like that. But you know, we've talked about Trey Smith at length and felt that he would be okay. But a news officially dropped yesterday. Chris Lowe put that out that he will be back.
Was that your John Ward impression?
He will be back. No, I don't impersonate John Ward, man. I can't do it.
No, I understand that. It's big news for Tennessee, as expected. Tennessee's offense will go as Tennessee's offensive line goes this season. And while there for a while, we kind of knew that Trey Smith was going to be back, and now that is official. It's another guy that you can 100% pencil in along the offensive line, and that's huge for this offense that lacks depth up front, because I don't even want to think about a Tennessee offensive line in 2018 without Trey Smith.
Pencil? Man, we gotta use a permanent marker.
You use a Sharpie on this one.
Yeah, man. You gotta pull out the T.O. Sharpie out the sock and sign the football with Trey Smith, man. He is back. He is back. This offensive line looks totally different. Trey Smith and Brandon Kennedy, two guys that have played at a high level. Brandon Kennedy, we know if he is not backing up an All-American potential first-round center, maybe things will be different for him in Alabama. But, hey, you're not going to play over an All-American. So he graduates. He gets his release. He is here at Tennessee. So now you have two out of your five guys that you feel really, 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 really good about. And now you just place, you piece the other three guys, and then you have them work together and be in sync. And who knows, the first line of defense there, the first team offensive line, is not so bad.
It's not great, but it's not bad either.
It can win you more games than what the experts are picking you to win.
Yes.
When you don't have the pressure right in your face coming from the nose tackle, that's going to allow Guarantano, Keller Chris to step up in the pocket, make some plays. You can deal with maybe a defensive end rushing and beating your tackle. You can't – there's nothing to do. There's nothing you can do when you have a nose tackle that is disruptive. When John Henderson, Alba Haynesworth were here, they were killing fools. And it made the defense a whole lot better. You remember when Jesse Malona was here, made it a whole lot easier. When you get that pressure from right in your face, it makes it a whole lot tougher for the opposing quarterback. So very excited to see Brandon Kennedy, along with Trey Smith in the fold.
How big of a difference does this make? Because in this article, there is an asterisk in all of this. That is his doctor saying that, first of all, he'll be on anticoagulants for about another 2 weeks, which are, so that his blood clots don't come back. He's been on them for about 6 months. And so he said he will be non-contact until about the middle of August. And then it says there's always a risk of blood clots reforming, and they're going to have to keep a close eye on him, and there's that element. But what my question here is, how much of a difference do you see it making, as good as Trey Smith is, that he didn't have fall practice and he's going to – or he didn't have spring practice and he's going to miss about half of fall practice?
When you're the best offensive lineman in college football, I don't know that it's going to affect you as much as it would a regular offensive lineman, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So it's a concern, without a doubt. But when you're the best offensive lineman in definitely the SEC and quite possibly the entire country, I don't know that it affects you as much. I think the thing for him will be getting used to contact again, and that should only take a couple of days to acclimate him, too. So it's not like it's just going to be something out of the blue for him.
Yeah, I have my reaction right here. Are you ready, Charlie?
I'm ready. Hit me with it.
What was the question again? Let me just make sure that this is going to be the right reaction.
So Trey Smith missed spring practice. He's okay. Going to be non-contact for the first 2 weeks of fall, sounds like.
Okay.
Does that make a difference?
I think we need to move Lonzo.
That ain't no problem.
Huh?
That ain't no problem.
Well,
That's my response. Ain't no problem. Ain't no problem. Ain't no problem, Charlie.
You need to make that
right.
A hot key.
Ain't no problem.
Yeah. We gotta get that in the drops over there.
Ain't no problem. Ain't no problem. This is Trey Smith we talking about. Ain't no problem. Ain't no problem. Ain't no problem. This boy from Jackson, Tennessee. Did you see what he was doing to guys as a true freshman? He's only got bigger and stronger and faster and smarter. Ain't no problem. Ain't no problem. We good. We're good. Guys like that, they don't need a ton of time. Now, what he do needs is he's going to need to continue to condition. I repeat, he's going to need to continue to condition, just like everyone else on this team.
There's a difference between being in shape and being in football shape.
Yes. You can run all day long with your shirt off. You can run all day long with a costume on. Man, I couldn't even wait that long, man, for that one. Anyways, but you can do all that all day. But it's a different type of conditioning when you have on your helmet, when you have on your shoulder pads, when you are hitting play to play to play. That's a different type of conditioning. So, yes, everyone is going to have to work into football shape. Everyone will be asked to do that. But as far as being able to strike the defender and needing to warm up and being a little rusty, I'm not worried about Trey Smith there. I mean, he's going to work himself into shape. I don't know who said it, but someone said on Twitter that Trey Smith is, you know, doesn't have to condition. I mean, that's the silliest thing I've ever heard. Yeah, everybody is at zero when it comes to football shape because you're hitting. How do you recover from a long day of an hour and a half physical football practice where you're hitting, when you had a scrimmage? You got to get used to doing that. If Tennessee played right now against West Virginia, they would be sore probably longer now than they would be if we play September the 1st after a whole month of practice of hitting and getting used to recovering after a physical practice. So everyone has work to do. There's not a college coach in the country who wants to play their first game on Saturday, this Saturday. Mm-mm. No. We got a lot of work to do. Everybody has a lot of work to do. So, Trey Smith, he will be all right because he's a stud. And I'm so happy that officially he is back. I do understand he has more medication to take and won't be able to do full contact until later in the month. But I'm not worried about him being able to come back physically, dominate like he's been doing here at the University of Tennessee. He's going to have maybe some better competition in practice. Mm. He's going to have some better competition. Yeah, absolutely, because I think the defensive line will be better. I think our guys on the line have a purpose. They have a sense of urgency. They have better coaching. The culture is more positive. Yeah, I think he'll have more competition, but I ain't worried about Trey Smith.
Now, if we get to the midway point in August and – maybe Trey Smith has a hurdle pop up that we didn't think was going to pop up. That's when I become worried. If it's late August and I don't want to say relapse, but if things pop back up again, that's when I would get worried.
I think blood clots wouldn't show up that quickly. So I don't know. I'm not a doctor. I don't want to say that. But I know that they take quite some time to form. It's not an overnight like, oh, you got a blood clot now. You know, something like that. So I don't foresee that happening, but like I said, I mean, this doctor said there is always a risk of this coming back. And they're just going to have to monitor him very closely. If he isn't back after the first couple weeks of practice, then definitely get a little side eye from us. That's for sure.
No, it's reason to always be cautious when you're dealing with something like this. But I will say, I was hearing that he would be fine like in the spring. So they've been very, very, very careful in their approach with Trey Smith. But again, him being able to bounce back and not have too much rust on his game, I don't think that's going to be a problem. Ain't no problem. Ain't no problem at all. We'll be good to go.
Shannon Sharp has the best sound clips.
Oh, yeah. He is a walking meme. He's a walking GIF. He's a walking video clip.
And the best part is he does not care.
That show on Fox Sports 1, I know Skip Bayless is on it, but Shannon makes that show.
Yes, I agree.
Shannon makes that show. He is.
He's the only tolerable one on there.
He is great, man. I love me some Shannon Sharp. All right. We will take our first break of the day. Come back. We'll go to the phone lines. Trey Smith is back. Chris Lowe from ESPN will join us a little bit later on in the show. We will talk to Tennessee defensive tackle commit, Savion Williams, here on the show. So can't wait to talk to him. We got a chance to chop it up just a little bit last night. So I'm looking forward to you being able to hear from him. And then I also talked to Trevor Daniel yesterday, who's down there with the Houston Texans. Talked to him right after he got off the practice field. So we'll play that clip for you at some point during the show. So Swain Event, fueled by Dead End Barbecue. Stay with us.
Hour one of the Swain Event is driven by Toyota Knoxville. Stop by Toyota Knoxville to see their great selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. They are conveniently located off the Lovell Road exit at 10415 Parkside Drive, right here in Knoxville.
Get ready for a better school year by shopping the Back to School Sale at Better Mattress happening now. Whether you're a parent or a student, you know a good night's sleep makes a difference in your day. Whether it's the patience to sit in school traffic or the concentration you need to pass your test, a better night's sleep is super important for the whole household. Right now, choose a twin, full, or queen bundle deal, all starting at just $379. The Back to School Bundle Deal from Better Mattress is everything you need in one stop for a better night's sleep. Get a mattress, box spring, frame, sheets, and a memory foam pillow, all delivered for free starting at just $379. You choose the size twin, full, or queen, the price stays the same. We know one size doesn't fit all. Over a dozen different mattresses qualify for this offer. Have a better school year this year. Get the Better Mattress Back to School Bundle Deal while supplies last. Tell them Seth sent you and ask to try my mattress. Don't wait. Shop now. Chat live with a representative at bedrmattress.com. Good night. Just got better.
At some point in your life, you're going to need an attorney. You need a guy like Jerrica Steele with the law firm of Butler, Vines, and Babb. Jerrica Steele is East Tennessee born, and he understands what giving his all truly means. To Jarrett, every case is big and every client is important. He will aggressively push your case to make sure you are quickly paid every dollar that you deserve. Give Jared Castillo a call, 865-244-3933, and talk with him directly. His office is located at 2701 Kingston Pike. So if you've been injured in a car wreck, let Jared Castillo and Butler, Vines, and Babb fight for you.
Top 100 barbecue restaurant Dead End Barbecue has a new slew of daily specials. Enjoy a different special meal every day, like the Chipotle Chicken Salad, the Chicken Tender Sandwich, or the Kitchen Sink Burrito filled with brisket, pulled pork, and chicken, not to mention queso, jalapenos, and more. It's called the Kitchen Sink for a reason. Dead End isn't stopping at your plate, though. Be sure to check out their new summer drink offerings, including the Big Orange Crush, My Clementine, or the Tequila Squirt. There is always something new at Dead End Barbecue. Located off of Sutherland Avenue, Dead End Barbecue. The summer flavor search is over.
You're driving home, flashing blue lights in your rearview mirror. You pull over, step out of your car, and the next thing you know, you're being arrested for driving under the influence. Now, what do you do? We all should be responsible. But remember, just because you're arrested doesn't mean you're guilty. Call criminal defense and DUI attorney Marcos Garza at 865-540-8300. The investigative teams at the Garza Law Firm know the justice system inside and out. They utilize cutting-edge technologies and investigative methods to prepare your specific case. Before you plead guilty to any criminal charges, call criminal defense and DUI attorney Marcos Garza. Put his number in your phone right now, 865-540-8300, because you never know when you or a friend will need it. Don't say guilty. Say Garza. 865-540-8300. 865-540-8300 and GarzaLaw.com.
You're listening to the Swain Event.
And you know this, man.
All right, let's get to the B-Drive Waterproofing Hotline, Hour 1 and Swain Event TV, driven by Toyota Knoxville and ToyotaKnoxville.com. New and pre-owned vehicles right there at their website at ToyotaKnoxville.com. 10415 Parkside Drive is their address. Let's get to Andy. Andy, good morning.
Good morning. How
are
y'all doing this morning?
We're doing great, individual. Andy, how are you doing, sir?
Well, you know, there's one thing I've learned. It's hard to go to work full time and not try to pay attention to Tennessee news.
That is true.
Been there.
It is something that I have literally got to learn to balance, because all I want to do is, guess what, look up Tennessee News. Especially when I seen Xavion Williams, I was like, dang, that dude's a beast.
Yes, Xavion is a—he's a grown man. That's—and I'm starting to see more and more people pick up on this trend of what it takes to win an SEC. You need guys that look like your uncle, and Xavion fits that profile. He looks so old, you know. I feel like I need to, you know, get permission from him to go out and break curfew. I mean, he looks that old. Now he looks like he's known Jabari Davis for the last 15, 20 years. I mean, he looks that old. And I was talking to him on the phone yesterday, and I said, man, bro, you look old, man. I just had to let him know. You do not look like a college athlete. He started laughing. And we had a couple laughs there last night. But that's what it takes. It takes guys that look like that they have a fake birth certificate to play organized sports. And Safeon fits. He fits that profile, man. He's a beast. 6'4", 300-plus. I saw a video of him just manhandling an offensive lineman. So bad that one of the other offensive linemen was just shaking his head in disgust. Just felt bad for him. But he reminds me a lot of Jesse Malona. First time I watched him, Jesse Malona came in. And rest in peace, Jesse. But Jesse came in from JUCO. And was quick. He was shorter than Xavion, but he was quick. He was so powerful. He had a motor. And Jesse went on to be an All-American. His pitcher was there in the complex. I'm not sure they changed the look of everything, but I'm sure Jesse's pitcher is somewhere hanging up there in the football complex. He was All-American here in Tennessee, but that's the first thought I had when I saw Xavion Williams film yesterday was Jesse Malona.
I've got one more thing.
What you got, Andy? You got some more tattoos?
Watching Charles Kelly today with the team really, really just gets me fired up. Every time they do one of them team sessions with that deal, it just gives me chill bumps. And one more thing, much love to Trey Smith. I cannot wait to see him wreak havoc on the SEC this year. But hopefully everything will be all right. And that's all I got. Go Vols.
Thank you. Thank you, Andy. It's good to hear from you.
Let's get to Chris in Georgia.
Chris in Georgia. Chris, man, what's up?
Hey, what's up, guys? Yeah, with Trey Smith's situation, it's good to have him back. And it's almost, I mean, if you have to have a silver lining in it, you never want somebody to have that kind of health issues. But with us, the snake bites we've had with injuries over the last 2 years, especially up front, I mean, him doing straight weightlifting and stuff like that for the first 2 weeks and just doing non-contact drills, I mean, it really can't hurt us that bad. So, I mean, while it'd be best for him to be wreaking havoc, one, it'll keep him from hurting any of our defensive linemen, and two, it'll keep him from getting hurt. But, I mean, even with this new staff, it's crazy the comparison between the last three strength conditioning coaches or lack thereof and then how we're doing now. And I mean, by this point this year, last year, we'd have three starting offensive linemen out, wide receiver gone, two defensive linemen, and a running back or two down and probably going to be gone for half the season. And it's just crazy because you don't really have that. You got a couple nicks and bumps here, but I mean, there's, knock on wood, there's nobody who is, it's just like, yeah, we don't expect to see him for the season, or we don't expect to see him till the Kentucky game. So, I mean, it's just insane how that one important hire that our last coach just breezed over, and you think him paying, you know, Rock Gullickson a ridiculous amount of money was going to help fix that. But, I mean, even then, a lot of these kids have checked out too. I mean, you had kids that when they got hurt, they just didn't even want to show up to practice anymore and stop showing up with the team just because they didn't respect the staff. And what you got now is these kids, you don't have kids transferring out. The kids that did transfer out, they were ready to transfer out long before Jeremy Pruitt was ever hired. And you got these kids balled in, and it's crazy night and day. And I think the Tennessee's definitely being slept on. I mean, I don't think we're going to make a run. Georgia's still there. Yeah, Alabama's still there. We got some tough teams on the schedule, but I think this team's a lot better than people's giving them credit for, especially if they can stay as healthy as they have over the spring and summer workouts.
No, great phone call, Chris. I 100% agree with you. You sound very, very, very informed about what was going on. And if I know that I'm going to get into a street fight with someone that is probably bigger, stronger than me, am I just going to let him beat me up? Am I going to just say, please, man, just pretty please, man, let's just talk about this over some, you know, Natty Light and butter and some bagel bites. Come on, man, please, man, let's just not talk. Come on, man, no, come on, we ain't got to fight. When all avenues have been exhausted, what are you going to do? You gonna tuck tail? Or you going to swing? You going to swing first? What are you going to do? You never know. You may catch him slipping. You may catch him with the right hook, put him to sleep. You have no clue. That's how I look at Georgia. That's how I look at Alabama. You don't know. And Tennessee may lose those games. But I tell you one thing, the game will not be lost in the tunnel. The game will not be lost during the week of practice. The game will not be lost in the minds of our players even before the first snap. And that was what was going on the last couple of years. Now, 15, you had a chance to go out there and beat them, and you're leading in the fourth quarter. But last year, you can't tell me that these guys were not defeated even before the game started. You lost 41-0. Come on now. With Peyton in the house, you don't play like that with Peyton's in the house. What's wrong with you? That's disrespectful.
It's like acting out when your grandparents come in town.
That's right. That is right. Or acting up in school when your parents come to observe the classroom, which is something I did. Anyways, you can't do that. You can't show out like that. You gotta make sure you play with your best. And so these guys will believe that they can win every single game. Whether they do it or not, that's another story. But they will believe. They will go out there and they will punch people in the mouth first. And they get punched in the mouth back, then they'll punch again. And that's the mentality you got to have to win in this conference to compete each and every day. Because people look at the schedule and they say, oh, when you play in Georgia, you play in Florida, you play in Alabama. Yeah, those are tough games. What people don't realize is how you have to compete every freaking day. In the weight room and practice, every rep is the difference between you playing and not playing. Every rep. When Tennessee is getting the players in like they are used to getting, and when Tennessee is winning like we're hoping we see more of, but during those times, it was an all-out claw and scratch type of fight every single day. And so you're ready for Georgia. You're ready for Alabama. You're ready for Florida. Because every single day you're competing against the number one player in the country the year before. And that's the way we got to our culture needs to be that way. Hopefully it gets back to that. And I'm very confident that with the way the staff is recruiting right now and then the way that the in-state linemen are looking for 2020, I got a chance that we'll have the players sooner than later. Let's get to Strider. Strider, good morning.
Hey, Swain. Long time no talk to you, man.
Strider, man. My man. Good morning.
Hey.
It's good to hear from you.
Yeah. Hey, first of all, so far I like most everything Pruitt is doing. As you probably could guess, I'm thrilled that we're going to have a fullback again.
What is that?
And I'm thrilled that we're never going to see those ugly gray uniforms again. We're going to be orange and white the way Tennessee's supposed to be.
It's a controversial take right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, Strider, I know you was not a big fan of the smoky gray uniforms, but, you know, when German Pruitt was hired and I started hearing about him, I thought about you, Strider, because that's your type of coach. I mean, he's old school. He's not about that, you know, blowing smoke up your butt. He is straight business, and I know that's what you like, Strider. It reminds you a little bit of the old school approaches from the great head coaches. And I don't know what kind of head coach Pruitt's going to be, but as far as a football coach, he's a guy that probably could have coached in the 60s, 70s, and 80s, to be honest.
Right. I mean, you know, I mean, it's just a recipe for success. We'll see, but so far I like everything. I want to ask you a question. Do you know if he has he junked the zone blocking scheme also?
That's a really good question, Strider, and I won't really have a true answer for you in until a couple of days when they start practice, because I really wasn't paying attention to the blocking scheme enough to really speak on it today during the spring. I really didn't. I don't think there's going to be as much of the zone blocking scheme. There's going to be more responsibility put on you beating the guy in front of you, but it would be irresponsible of me to sit here and say that they're not going to do it at all, but I can say that they won't do as much of it as they did in the past. They won't rely on it. It's more about you beating the guy in front of you and putting that personal responsibility on yourself to win that battle. And that battle sometimes is won in recruiting. But the amount of zone blocking that we're doing versus, you know, man blocking, I'm not 100% sure right now.
Yeah. Well, I just think the zone blocking scheme takes away all aggressiveness. You know, they're having to think instead of just react. You know, it, with some coaching, and I think we're going, you know, the guys are going to get it now. This offensive line could be pretty good. Of course, you got Trey Smith and Kennedy that transferred from Alabama. But, you know, the other guys, they were – weren't most of, if not all of them, four or five stars coming out of high school?
Yeah, I mean, Drew Richmond was a five star.
Yeah, you know,
Chance Hall was a three star Strider, but he had great measurables. He had elite, like he had some elite measurables there. He was very tall, very athletic. Chance Hall played as a true freshman. The only thing that's been a problem for him is injuries. But you know, Chance Hall has those elite measurables that you look for in a three-star recruit. Chance Hall has that. And, you know, Drew Richmond, we know about him coming in. He was a five-star guy. So you have talent there at the offensive line. It's just, you know, continuing to develop that depth because – you're changing styles, okay? You're going more smash mouth, which means there's going to be more collisions there in the box. So you're opening yourself up for more injuries, but it does help you win more football games and keep your defense off the field too. So the first line right there, man, the first lineup, first team offensive line, I think they're going to be okay.
Yeah, well, you know, if there's as much improvement as I expect, we could be a little better than people think we're going to be.
I agree. I'm not going to sit here and say we're going to win 9-8 games, anything like that. But I think they will exceed some national media's expectations, even some media here in the SEC that picked Tennessee to be, what, second to last in the East. I think Tennessee is going to catch a team slipping this year. I really do believe that.
Yeah. Hey, good to talk to you again, man.
Miss you, Strider, man. Call back anytime, man.
I'll do it.
All right, Strider. 865-200-5503, B-Dry Waterproofing Hotline. Chris Lowe will join us at the top of the hour. Savion Williams will join us at 8:30. So if you're wondering a time, you can just turn us off and then come back at 8:30 if you just want to use us for the interview. I mean, I would feel pretty used if you did that. I mean, I would appreciate it.
It's a little violating, but, you know.
Yeah,
whatever.
I mean, I would. I mean, I wouldn't feel good at all if you did that. I mean, I prefer you stay with us until 8:30, but you know, just in case, you just want to listen to Savion. I mean, I understand. I mean, I've already played. I've already committed. So, I mean, why would you want to listen to me? Savion is he's new. He has cool tattoos. He's a big old dude.
Got a massive neck beard that is admirable.
Yeah, I want to know what kind of beer oil he uses, man. Is that Juices and Berries? Is that Soul Glow?
I was trying to think of the brand that I use. I was like, I think it's, but I can't think of what it is.
Is that Soul Glow? Is that Juices and Berries? What is Savion use for his beard oil? I want to know that.
Yeah, we're going to have to ask him. Because, yeah, I mean, I assume he's had that since the age of, what, 12? You know, he's had 6 or 7 years, I think he's had that probably. So.
Probably. He's been growing it for about 20 years now.
Yeah.
If he had it at 12. 20 years, 12 plus 20, 32. Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah.
Swain Event, be right back.
Hour one of the Swain Event is driven by Toyota Knoxville. Stop by Toyota Knoxville to see their great selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. They are conveniently located off the Lovell Road exit at 10415 Parkside Drive, right here in Knoxville.
We have all made the mistake of dropping or breaking our smartphones. See? But did you know that you can have it repaired for a fraction of the cost that it takes to replace it? Well, you can. Because iDrop is the area's leading mobile repair store, home of the 1 hour or less phone repair, 1 year parts warranty, and number one customer service. Broken screens, cracked cameras, charging ports, batteries, you break it, we'll fix it. If you didn't break your phone, protect it with one of our leading accessories such as LifeProof, OtterBox, UAG, Incipico, Caseology, and Spec. Visit our West Hills location at 7115 Kingston Pike, between Office Depot and Hardee's. Or call 865-888-9740 and speak with our trained technicians to see how we can get your phone working today.
Having surgery can be scary, and having to navigate around a massive medical center can be even more overwhelming. Fortunately, the Premier Office-based Surgery Center in Knoxville offers a convenient and affordable option for surgical care. Our skilled surgeons and friendly staff treat you just like family. Everything at our state-certified accredited center is designed with your comfort in mind, and Premier offers flat fee package pricing for basic gallbladder and hernia procedures. Visit PremierSurgeryPackages.com for more details. The Premier Office-Based Surgery Center, surgical expertise you can trust.
Nobody likes surprises, so switch to Erie Rate Lock. Get a great rate that stays that way even after an accident, ticket, or inflation. In fact, it's locked until you change a car, driver, or your address.
Your Erie agent in Knoxville is InsureFit RM. Get a quote at 865-684-4900. That's 865-684-4900.
Erie Rate Lock does not guarantee continued insurance coverage and is not available in all states.
JC's Tree and Landscaping Service specializes in quality tree work done at an affordable price. Trimming and removing trees are their specialty. They also offer other services like land clearing, stump grinding, crane services, and all of your basic landscaping needs for both commercial and residential. JC's will give you a free estimate and beat any written quote by a competitor to guarantee that you get the lowest price around. Don't risk your land with a fly-by-night service. JC's Tree and Landscaping is licensed and insured. Give them a call at 865-599-3799. Gentlemen, when it comes to health and quality of life, there are numbers every man needs to know, including our testosterone number. I recommend going to Low T Center. They make it quick and easy to get your levels checked, and it's covered by most health insurance. Low T levels can make you feel tired and grumpy. It can raise your cholesterol, cause weight gain, and loss of muscle mass. Low T Center's physicians specialize in treating low T in men. Listen to me here. They know men's health and are reinventing men's health care. Call 865-392-1388 or go to lowtcenter.com.
Craving homemade flavors that don't take hours in the kitchen? Mrs. Grissom's cheese spreads and chicken salads are the perfect go-to. Ready-to-eat meals and snacks found in the meat or dairy section at the grocery store, with flavors of home in every bite. Whether you crave the classic Mrs. Grissom's pimento cheese or the gold gluten-free select cranberry pecan chicken salad, enjoy the sweet taste of a home-cooked meal in every container. Select the best. Select Mrs. Grissom's.
I'm Vince Moore, wide receiver, VFL 1991, and you're listening to The Swain Event.
Swain Event, SwainEvent.com, fueled by Dead End Barbecue, top 100 barbecue restaurant in America. Today's lunch special is the Kitchen Sink Burrito, toasted flour tortilla loaded with brisket, pork, and chicken, queso, tater tots, the red, white, and blue slaw, fried jalapenos, and spicy barbecue wing sauce served with chips and salsa. That is the lunch special today at Dead End Barbecue. 865-255-03, B-Drive Waterproofing Hotline. I see it. I see it on Twitter. I see more and more people getting excited after telling themselves they would not get excited, after telling themselves they had to wait and see. It's the weather, I'm telling you.
You know what? On Twitter, probably got me the most, like my eyes got a little wide, like, whoa, look at that. So I was just searching Savion Williams, you know, just Twitter searching, seeing what people were saying, seeing what articles were up there, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I saw a Georgia fan and he was asking some big recruiting account for Georgia a question, and the guy said, with the loss of Savion Williams, is it safe to say that we'll be firing our defensive line coach after this season? I was like, whoa, first of all, what a hot take. And second, you got Georgia a little up in their feelings about losing a recruit. How about that?
They're the last school that should be worried about losing a recruit.
That's what I said. I was like, my goodness, this person has to be perturbed. But the recruiting account didn't act like it was a crazy question. I looked to see if the person replied, and they said something like, we'll talk about this on our show today. Or, you know, something that I think maybe it was a radio show. So I was like, whoa, look at that. Yeah, Georgia folks worried about their defensive line coach because they're losing recruits to Tennessee.
There's gonna be players, Charlie, that Tennessee is going to get that Georgia or Florida or Alabama they don't want. There's gonna be players that Tennessee sees value in that other teams want, and it's gonna be players that Tennessee may not want, but Georgia and Florida may want. I'm telling you right now, look at what Dan Mullen is doing. And don't be surprised if a kid from Tennessee commits to Florida. And I don't care how many stars he has next to his name. I'm warning you now. It is 7:42 on a Wednesday, August the 1st. I'm warning you now. I will not have much patience with folks freaking out if a player from Tennessee with a nice little ranking next to his name commits to Florida. It's going to happen more than likely. Just be ready for it. If it happens, it's because Tennessee did not want the player. Does not mean the player's not good. It's just, hey, he's just not for us, and that's okay. But don't get caught up in the perception game. Don't get caught up there. That's going to happen. And Pruitt said that if you're going to beat these teams, you're going to have to beat them out in recruiting too for some of the kids. And here's Exhibit A, Savion Williams. They wanted Savion Williams. And Tennessee got Savion from Georgia. Now, Tennessee has lost some battles to Georgia so far, but that's going to happen. You're going to lose some. You're going to win some. And so it's close. If you can get it as close as possible, you know, 40-60, 50-50, then it comes down to coaching. It comes down to, you know, how well can you develop your players? How well can you keep guys out of trouble? How well can you educate them and motivate them and have them playing together as a team? Because it's a slight edge. I mean, it's the difference between, you know, winning and losing. It can be inches. It can be one play. It can be one call from the referee. So, Savion, Tennessee got him away from Georgia. So I thought it was a good pickup. I was surprised. I had heard that Savion wanted to, you know, take his time. But he's ready to go. He was ready to go. And I'm glad that he decided to go ahead and commit. And that way he can help Tennessee recruit. Spots are filling up. Spots are filling up fast. Got about 25 spots available each and every year. You know, you can play with the numbers if you want to. But spots are filling up. Quick, fast, and in a hurry. And you build it from within. That's how you build championship teams, and you are looking at the start of that right now with all these commitments in the defensive line, the offensive line, some big body players, tight end, big dudes. Swain Event, Attaboy is coming up next. Stay with us.
Hour one of the Swain Event is driven by Toyota Knoxville. Stop by Toyota Knoxville to see their great selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. They are conveniently located off the Lovell Road exit at 10415 Parkside Drive, right here in Knoxville.
There is an 80% chance of showers today, cloudy with a high of 78 and a low of 68. Tomorrow, the chance of rain drops to 70% with a high of 78 and a low of 67. Friday, things clear a little more with just a 50% chance of precipitation and a high in the low 80s. I'm sitting here with head ball coach Steve Spurrier. Coach, how do you feel about Gators After Dark? Well, you know, I had to go to Coach Mullen and tell him you misread the sign. It says work a silly, comma, Gators, not work silly Gators. Easy reading comprehension. That's not too surprising. Wish Mother Nature would have rained out their silly little costume workout. Click clack. As always, weather on the Swain event is brought to you by B-Dry. If your basement is wet or cracked, B-Dry can help. BDry.com. Do you have cracks in your foundation? A wet basement or a nasty, leaky crawl space? Our listeners have heard about them on the Swain event for over a year, and now it's time to make the call. Give B-Dry Waterproofing and Foundation Repair the opportunity to fix your home's problem. Since 1958, that's right, nearly 60 years, B-Dry has been solving basement, crawl space, and foundation problems throughout the country. B-Dry only uses high-quality materials from reputable manufacturers. They back their installations with some of the best warranties in the industry to provide homeowners with added peace of mind. They are truly an A-plus company. Whenever you start experiencing a wet basement, leaky crawl space, or a cracked foundation, remember these three words. Better call B-Dry. Reach out to B-Dry today at 865-662-5238 to schedule your free appointment. That's 865-662-5238. Remember, better call B-Dry.
VFL's Jason Swain and Todd Kelly here with our Men on Football and Smoothie segment. Let's discuss some of our favorite smoothies and how they impact our lives. TK, man, tell me which smoothie comes to mind when you think about playing defense.
Swaino, the Peanut Butter Power Plus and the Power Punch Plus provide the energy needed to make plays every time they take the field. Then you have the Gladiator and the Hulk, nutrition every dominant player has to have. Bottom line, everyone wants to be a dominant player. Now, Swain, you tell me about the offensive side of the ball.
TK, it's simple. You always score with Smoothie King. The shredder personifies what we are going to do to opposing defenses. The berry punch and activator will light up the scoreboard. And in case we need to go into overtime, the pure recharge will put us over the top for the win.
Swaino, you know I love football and Smoothie King. I'm a VFL, a Smoothie King for life. The chocolate gladiator and the chocolate shredder with the scoop of peanut butter. Oh, that's my go-to smoothie. They get a chest bump all day.
Yes, sir. This concludes our Men on Football and Smoothie King segment for today. Don't forget the Sip by Sip program. Use Smoothie King as a meal replacement 5 or more times a week, and you'll feel and see the difference. Smoothie King, the healthy alternative to fast food. Delicious and nutritious. TK.
Don't forget the peanut butter. Yeah, boy.
It's almost football time in Tennessee, which means it's time to get geared up at Alumni Hall. Find the best selection of Nike, Nike Golf, Tommy Bahama, and all those retro logos you love. Don't forget about your game day crew. Plenty of selection for the ladies, the little balls, and to upgrade their tailgate. Shop now at one of their 6 convenient locations in Tennessee or 24/7 at alumnihall.com.
Hey, Annie, you're the spokesperson for Toyota Knoxville, right?
That's right.
Why should I buy from Toyota Knoxville?
Are you looking for new or used vehicles?
Does it matter?
No, because Toyota Knoxville has over 390 new Toyotas on the ground and over 350 pre-owned vehicles available to choose from.
Okay, so big selection.
And a lifetime warranty at no charge on all new and select pre-owned vehicles.
A lifetime warranty.
A non-factory limited lifetime powertrain warranty with unlimited miles. Plus 30 years of experience in Knoxville, not just serving our customers, serving our community.
And the buying experience?
Hello, it's Toyota Knoxville. Read the reviews. Talk to anybody that's been there.
Okay. Where am I going?
Toyota Knoxville is at I-40 and the Lover Road exit. Go to Parkside Drive. You can't miss it.
Can I tell them Annie sent me?
I wish you would. If you're passionate about the car you drive, come meet the people that are passionate about the way they sell at Toyota Knoxville. ToyotaKnoxville.com.
Warranty good at participating dealers.
I just wanted to come by and congratulate you on the great work you've been doing.
I like your style. You remind me of a young me.
Failure is not an option.
That boy is good.
Home, remind yourself. Nobody built like you. You design yourself.
Attaboy.
Oh, man, one of the best segments here on the show, because we highlight positivity. We highlight the good in the world here on the Swain Event. Attaboy is powered by Premier Surgical and PremierSurgical.com.
If you've ever had surgery, you may have experienced sticker shock afterwards when you receive all of your bills. But thankfully, the Premier Surgical Office-Based Surgery Center on Paper Mill here in Knoxville offers flat fee package pricing for basic laparoscopic gallbladder and hernia surgeries. It's just one price, one bill, and you know all the cost up front. It's exceptional care at an affordable price. That is Premier Surgical Associates, expertise you can trust.
All right, gentlemen, who wants to go first on their attaboys? I got me a good one here.
I've got me a good one as well, and I'll go ahead and get mine out of the way. I'm giving Oak Valley Baptist Church and local barbers in Oak Ridge an attaboy, because on Sunday afternoon, they provided free haircuts for students heading back to school over the next few weeks. Tyro Romano, a student at Oak Ridge High School, said, "I really think this is a really nice thing that the barbers are doing for us." So barbershops all over Oak Ridge were packed with students of all ages eagerly awaiting their trim. Oak Ridge starts school back. I started on Monday. Wow. School starts so early nowadays.
Jeez.
Wow, I did not realize. Monday, July
30th. Still in July, yeah.
Wow.
That's crazy.
First week back to school for Oak Ridge, and really cool to see a bunch of barbers come together and church as well and get some kids some free haircuts.
Were they bowls though? You know what I'm talking about.
They just lined them up, bowl. Yeah.
Nah.
Hey, Sally, go get the popcorn bowl, the old one we used to use back when we used to Netflix and chill. Come on here, son. Let me get you right.
They're the good haircuts.
Oh, yeah, man. Got the mohawk going. Man, yeah. Looking real good. Okay, yeah.
The high fade.
That's a real, salon cut right there.
Looking good right there. Looking real good. He went to the same barbershop from Coming to America right there. Yeah, man.
My attaboy is a little more silly, but I have an attaboy for Elk Grove Village, Illinois. Now, if you don't know what Elk Grove Village is, well, let me tell you, it is the town with the largest industrial park in the United States. Now, why are we talking about them? Because they are the newest sponsor of the Bahamas Bowl. And you might be wondering why I'm giving them an attaboy. I thought about this at first, and I saw it, and I was like, well, that's stupid. Why is a town in Illinois sponsoring a bowl game like that? And then I thought about it, like, I'm talking about this town in Illinois that I didn't know existed before. So, actually, this advertising's kind of working, right?
So I guess, man. I guess they're going to send you a check.
Whatever, but
40% Swain Event, though.
Yeah. You got to send it over here. But I just thought about this, and I was like, this is actually a really smart move. It's not like we're going to, go and move to Elk Grove, Illinois, and move our show there.
Why not?
But I just thought, this is actually really creative. There's some funny, there's like the Cherubundi Tart Cherry Boca Raton Bowl. Like, what is that? The San Diego Credit Union Bowl, something like that. Like,
nothing,
there's these weird sponsors.
What was the mowing one?
The Bad Boy.
Yeah, the Bad Boy
Mowers.
That was awesome.
Yeah. There are these funny sponsors, but this one, where initially I was like, what? What? Elk Grove, Illinois? What are we doing here? And I thought about it. I didn't know Elk Grove, Illinois existed until this, came up. So I will say a little bit of innovative marketing on their part, so. You got me.
Have you done your research on Elk Grove, Illinois? And is there anything special about Elk Grove? Like, why would I want to go to Elk Grove, Illinois?
So I think the entire point of this is to move businesses there, although I think Illinois' tax rates are pretty high, not to, rain on their parade. But it has the largest industrial park in the world.
It's actually one of Chicago's metropolitan areas.
Oh, there you go.
Next to the O'Hara International Airport.
Oh yeah,
I like some good marketing when I see it, and this one was interesting for sure, because the Bahamas Bowl is like one of the little ones. No one even goes. Obviously, it's in the Bahamas. There's like five people at it every year,
and it's the family of the players.
Yeah, and I think ESPN in some sense is like an owner. I think of this bowl.
I don't know.
And so it's basically just for ratings.
We're going to start seeing the New York City Bowl, the Miami Bowl, the Chicago Bowl.
Hey, maybe. Nate need the Knoxville Bowl. Except this does make me think, like, how much does it cost to sponsor a bowl game? Obviously, this is a town, and I would assume they use taxpayer money for this, right? So it can't be
you're the one with the
that much.
Degree,
you,
don't ask me.
I know, dude. You're the one with the master's degree.
Well, you have to be able to justify this cost to your taxpayers, so it couldn't be that much. Is it cheap enough where we could have, you know, a little the Swain Event Bowl?
I don't want a bowl. I don't want a bowl in Knoxville. I don't want another team in Knoxville.
Well, I'm just saying, I don't want the Swain Event Bahamas Bowl.
I mean, you know? I'm cool with that. I'm cool with a Swain Event Bahamas Bowl, but I don't want two teams in Knoxville. I mean, only the away team that's going to play us on Saturday, but this is Orange Country, by God.
That's a good point.
I'm tired of seeing people drive around here with Alabama Crimson Tide license plates. That's what I'm tired of. I'm tired of seeing it. I don't want to see it anymore. So, no, can't come to Knoxville. Knoxville's big Orange Country. But that is interesting. All right, speaking of Chicago, on a flight to Chicago, it was not the first time that this lady felt compelled to gush about how much she loves her students. But it was the first time people responded with such compassion. A perfect example of the friendly skies. Get it? Yep, I know you do. The 27-year-old teacher was on a Southwest flight to visit her parents in Florida earlier this month when she was seated next to a con man who asked her what she did for a living. He's just trying to get her digits. Delighted to brag about her students at Carlos Fuentes Elementary School, she chatted about the joy she felt working with improvised children. When he asked about the greatest challenge that I face, I was honest with him. She wrote on Facebook, I told him that working at low-income schools can be heartbreaking. She praised all the wonderful teachers who endowed into their own wallets to provide for the kids, whether buying school supplies or clothing, even toiletries. So basically, people on the plane started giving her money to help her with her students.
That's awesome.
She got off the plane and counted the money that was given to her, and it was $500. So, attaboy to a little friendly sky action there. Usually we hear about all the drama, but great attaboy. Hour two is around the corner. Touchdown turnover coming up next.